Have you ever stopped to count just how often numbers pop up in our daily lives? First, there's the notion of time. We get up at 6:30, say, get to work at 8 or 9, break for lunch around 12, kids get out of school at 3, businesses close at 5 or 6, unless we're talking about fire departments, hospitals, and Walmart, they're open 24/7. Hospitals bring to mind all the medical numbers that follow us from the moment of birth, sometimes even earlier. As babies, we are weighed and measured. Our vital signs are taken, pulse, blood pressure, respiration. From then on, we play the numbers game for life. Schools are divided into grades. We score points on tests, with 100 usually the best. We accumulate a grade point average, important if we want to go to college. 4.0 is fabulous. But that's not the only criterion for college admission. On the ACT, anyone scoring in the 30s is pretty darn smart. They probably went to a school with a great student-teacher ratio or have an IQ of 132. Speaking of teachers, let's consider paychecks. Teachers are notoriously underpaid, given the number of years they must spend in college. In Kentucky, the starting teacher salary is roughly $30,600, with the average salary around $42,600. Professional athletes, however, are notoriously overpaid. After UK won its 8th national championship last month, the commentators were all talking one and done, the number of years a first-year Wildcat would stay in school before turning pro. After his amazing year, Anthony Davis is predicted to be the number one NBA draft pick this June, with the likelihood of seeing lots of zeros on his future paychecks. This 19-year-old is 6'10" in height, with the span of his arms about the same, I'd say. He blocked a record 186 shots in his first and apparently only season in the Big Blue Nation. Any mention of sports means statistics. Boys who can't remember formulas for high school algebra can often spout a host of stats regarding their favorite players and teams, whether it's Murray State's basketball record this year, 31-2 by the way, or the batting average of their favorite St. Louis Cardinal. The 138th Kentucky Derby, won this year by I'll Have Another, paid $32.60 on a $2 bet. Do you think we'll have a Triple Crown winner this year? Nowhere do numbers so dominate our lives than in our household budgets. Whether we earn a salary or make the minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, most of us have to align our income with our outgo for housing, utilities, groceries, and gas, currently averaging $3.60 a gallon in Kentucky. I don't know about you, but towards the end of the month, it is always a difficult balancing act in my checkbook to make sure the numbers in the credit column don't drop below those in the debit. A bounced check at my bank cost me $30. Undoubtedly, the number that concerns most of us is the number of our days. Now that I am 64, I pay closer attention to the obituary pages, not just to see if someone I know has died, but often I am mystified by the discrepancy in lifespans. Many Americans are now living into their 90s, but the local papers also report the deaths of teenagers or people in their 20s. Why is there such a wide range in this one inevitable fact of life? I try to remind myself often that it is not how long we live, but how well. Ultimately, it comes down not to numbers, but to punctuation. On most tombstones, there is a dash between the dates of birth and death. Our lives should be measured, indeed treasured, for how well we have lived between the two.